This is Patricia Raskin Positive Living on News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM, the program that brings you practical strategies and positive solutions to help you live the kind of life you really want. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Patricia Raskin Positive Living. It's always such an honor and pleasure to be with all of you. Remember, this is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions and how to make your dreams come true, and I believe that you can. We have on a great guest for you. Remember, our show is now on Saturdays. It's been on for a couple of months, from 3 to 5, and this is our new home and our new day and time. We used to be on noon to 2 on Sundays, so I hope that all of you Sunday people are listening today. And we do have a special program for you tomorrow at 1 o'clock with Dr. Albert Franke, who is an orthopedic physician who talks about prolotherapy and pain management. So I hope that you'll tune in tomorrow at 1 for our special 1 to 2 program. Today we are talking about the brain in a very fun way. We're talking about personality and your brain. My guest is Sheila Glazov. She's an award-winning author, internationally recognized personality type expert, professional speaker, and educator. And her new book, or her book, and which I'm holding up in the webcam, is What Color Is Your Brain? A Fun and Fascinating Approach to Understanding Yourself and Others. Welcome, Sheila.
Thank you, Patricia.
It's really fun to have you on. You know, I love this. I've taken this profile. I've had you on the program before, and it's fun. It's colorful, as of course are all the colors. How does this help us, Sheila?
Well, it helps us recognize and understand ourselves and appreciate and accept others who might be different than we are. And we know during our daily activities, we're always interacting with other people, and sometimes we're just scratching our heads and wondering why some people are a song in our hearts and others are a pain in the neck.
And you think it's because they may be, well, there are four colors, right? Orange,
correct.
Green, blue, and yellow.
Correct.
So does an orange not get along with maybe a different color, or does it depend on other things?
Well, your basic temperament and your attributes and abilities that make you really comfortable could cause that to happen. So if you're, like I called in early just to check with Mike and say, okay, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
That was being very yellow brain prepared and being responsible and detailed. And our orange brain people are very fun-loving and sort of risk-taking and not always the most prepared because they're pretty spontaneous people. So you can see why maybe that could cause a problem between people because some people don't like the rules and having to abide by them all the time. Those are our orange people, but they make great entrepreneurs. And our yellow people that say you really need to follow the rule and read the manual.
And the blue people?
Well, the blue people come from their hearts, not always their heads. They're very inspiring and they're creative and they're very communicative, which is very different than our green people who are very intelligent and composed and very private. They are not always the most talkative. In fact, when they're solving a problem, they process to themselves, and you sort of wonder, why is that person sitting in the meeting, or why is my partner not talking to me? Well, they're processing, while meanwhile the blue person has to talk about it. This is my problem. This is what's bothering me.
Yeah.
And they don't understand why the other person's not communicating with them. It doesn't mean they don't want to.
Right.
They just are maybe solving the problem differently.
Mm. Yeah, it's really fun. Well, I know which one I lean toward.
So what do you think, Patricia?
I would say that I'm probably blue.
I think you're very blue because you're always talking about being positive and you're always helping other people. And you're such a remarkably talented communicator that you get so many people who are out there helping other people because you started that. I mean, you're buzzing like your bee.
Well,
and
that's exactly what
blue people do. They spread the buzz, and you do that. You spread that positive optimism.
I think that's been the role, to be the catalyst and the pollinator. Now, let's talk about these other colors of the brain, and we'd love to get some people calling in. So if you want to know what color is your brain and how it can help you, call in right now and say to Sheila, this is what I do, this is how I am, or I'm going to have Sheila describe them again, and then you can call in, and if you're having trouble getting along with somebody, she can tell you why, and you might even figure it out from the descriptions. We're here at 438-9776 and 800-321-9776. Now, before we begin, did you create this yourself, Sheila?
Well, no, I can't say I created the whole idea of personality types myself, because that comes back from Hippocrates in history.
But the colors.
But the colors I did. And basically it comes from the four Jung personality types, and then from there is the Myers-Briggs type indicator. Your listeners might be knowing the Myers-Briggs, but Myers-Briggs is 16 letters in different combinations. If you're as dyslexic as I am, I had a hard time with that. And I wanted to be able to use this with adults as well as children in school. So the colors came to me because I am, by education, a teacher. And I've taught English as a second language, high school level, creativity, college level, and third grade at the elementary level. So I've always been interested, how do we help our children recognize who they are and what's remarkable about them? Well, everyone remembers their colors easily. So that's
all
where
right.
it came from.
So... I think, actually, we have a caller on the air. Jim from Warwick, your question for Sheila.
Well, hi, Sheila.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Well, what color is my brain and maybe how I can cope with things better?
Okay, so tell us a little about yourself, Jim, so Sheila can get a sense of this.
Okay, I don't have the best social skills. And I work a lot of hours. I'm really good at what I do, but I don't know how to handle stress. And I don't know how to come over and say, hey, Sheila, can you please move your car? I come over with the intention of saying something nice like that. But when it comes out of my mouth, it comes out of my mouth the wrong way.
Can you tell me what you do for a living, Jim, please?
I'm a plumber.
Pardon me?
I'm a plumber.
You're a plumber. So you are a person who usually works. On your own, right?
A lot of hours, yep.
A lot of hours. You work on your own. You're very focused at what you do.
Uh-huh.
And you are always solving people's problems because they call with a problem about their plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? So a good problem solver is a green brain person. Green brain people like to work alone. They like to solve problems. And I would tell you that your blending color, which is probably your next color, is orange because you work with your hands.
Uh-huh.
And do you have your own business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're independent, working on your own, and you're entrepreneurial. So I would tell you, you're a blend of the green and the orange. And so the green people like to work alone, and they, like you, Jim, green people are not the best communicators. Not that they don't want to be, but they're very focused on what they do. Like you say, you work so many hours. You're not as social as the blue people. And sometimes that creates a problem because when you go to communicate with someone, it doesn't really come out the way you want it to because you're just giving them the facts.
I tell people that. I say, I don't know how to sell you on this. I can only tell you the facts.
That's
it? And I say it rudely like that, and I don't like to.
Well, what's lovely is you are a wonderful green brainer. So we really have to teach everyone about the green brains, and then they'll understand. I always say in my workshops, it isn't easy being green, and that's what Kermit always said. So I guess you could change your name to Kermit. And I think if you went online and you took the quiz or you went online and purchased the book, you would learn more about how to communicate with the other colors. And probably the people that might be offended the most are the blue brain people because they just want you to be nice because they want harmony. The yellow people like the facts, and the orange people don't care because they just want the results.
Yeah.
So it's the blue people that you're having a hard time with, which is the opposite of you. But I think it's wonderful that you can solve their problems.
Wow, that is so cool. It makes so much sense. I never even knew this existed.
Well, I'm so glad I could help you.
Yes, so what you do, Jim, is log on to Sheila. Let's give the website.
The website is www.SheilaGlazov.com. Or if it's hard to remember my name, Jim, just go to YourBrainColor.com.
Okay.
And you will find everything you need. There's a quiz. There are freebies that you can download. There's the link to the books. And 10% of the book sales, the royalties go back to Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. So not only are you helping yourself, but you're helping other people who have to meet the challenges of diabetes.
Wow. Well, thank you, Sheila. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. And be sure to email me, Jim, and let me know how it's going for you.
What was that again? Yourbraincolor.com?
Yourbraincolor.com.
Right.
Or SheilaGlazov.com, G-L-A-Z-O-V, yourbraincolor.com. And thanks for calling in, Jim. We really appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a break, and who else would like to call in and tell Sheila a little bit about you? She'll tell you the color of your brain and how you can work with other color types. So you are listening to Patricia Raskin Positive Living, and I think I'm a blue. So give us a call right after the break. We'd love to hear from you right here on AM. And we are on AM 630 and 99.7, and we're on the web at 630am.com. All right, folks, my guest is Sheila Glazov. The book is What Color Is Your Brain? A Fun and Fascinating Approach to Understanding Yourself and Others. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We are back. You're listening to Patricia Raskin Positive Living right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. And we're also on the web at 630WPRO.com. We have such a fun guest. So, folks, if you want to know what color is your brain, give us a call, 438-9776. Our guest is Sheila Glazov. And Sheila is an award-winning author. She's an internationally recognized personality type expert, professional speaker, and educator. And her book is What Color Is Your Brain? A Fun and Fascinating Approach to Understanding Yourself and Others. And this is a great colorful personality profile, which she helps you understand your characteristics and your talents and how really to get along with other people as well. Actually, we have Barbara on the phone from Warwick. Barbara, your question for Sheila.
I'm very interested in what she has to say. And I think I'm a blue, but I'm curious to know what she has to think, has to offer in terms of the color. It gets me into trouble because I really want things to be harmonious between myself and other people, and especially between other people and each other. And I guess that's my question. How can I?
You are a true neon blue person, Barbara.
Yeah.
It's lovely. And what happens with the blue people is we want harmony so badly, we do peace at any price, and then you pay a huge price.
That's true.
And so my suggestion to you is to be a little more green and selective of your involvement with other people. Because sometimes the blue people give so much. They are not self-caring enough, not selfish, but self-caring enough to take good care of themselves. I'll give you a tip because, like Patricia, I'm a very blue person. And as I've gotten older, I have learned to say to people, thank you for asking me that. However, you know, that's really not a healthy decision for me. That's not going to work. But thank you for thinking about me.
Okay.
Because people can't really come back and say, what do you mean it's not a healthy decision? Just do it. Because so oftentimes people ask you and they say, of course I'd be glad to help you. Mm-hmm. And in turn, sometimes it's really not good for the blue person. So you might think about thinking, are those things a healthy decision for you, whether it be physical or emotional or financial, when people ask you to do a favor for them? I learned to say, so what's the favor you're asking me before I say yes? Because a green person would never just say yes to a favor.
That's true.
They want to know all the facts like Jim and what they're getting into. So I hope that's helped you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Thank you, Barbara. And we want to tell folks that if you write to Sheila and you say you heard it right here on Patricia Raskin Positive Living, she will send you an article on color and what color is your brain. And also we encourage you to purchase the book. Part of the proceeds go to children with diabetes, correct?
Yes. It's interesting. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is now working to change their image because we are finding so many adults are also having type 1 diabetes, as we have children who have type 2 diabetes. So they're trying to change their image to really help people understand with their logo. They're really helping people living better, just like what you do, Patricia. Really trying to help people live better with diabetes.
And you're doing that through your book, Sheila.
Thank you.
We're going to have some fun here. We encourage you to call in 438-9776, and we can help you with your what color is your brain and your personality. So Mike is our terrific producer-engineer. And, Mike, tell us a little about yourself, and let's see if we can figure out what color is your brain.
32 years old, father of two, radio producer. I'm not sure what else, what do you guys exactly need to know.
What do you like to do for fun, Mike?
When I have spare time, either veg out in front of the TV or spend time with my children.
Ah, so your family is a priority for you?
Yes, they're a brand new father, kind of. So.
Oh, wonderful! Congratulations.
Thank you.
You'll really enjoy the book because there's a whole chapter on children, and even when our children are little people, they let you know what color brain they have. It's very fascinating. So I would tell you, because you work in technology, because you are doing what you're doing for a living, you have to be very green, because there's a system to what you do, or otherwise people would not be able to hear Patricia and myself. But because you're working with people, I would tell you you're probably a real nice blend between the green and the blue.
I would say yes.
And I think the other thing that you have to remember is how you see yourself may not be how other people see you. It's like Superman. Was he Clark Kent or was he Superman? So other people sometimes have a different perspective, but I would tell you by what you do for a living and how you are about your family and working with Patricia, you would have to have a high blue.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, I know Mike more personality. We've worked together a little while. I see you blue. Yeah, because of your communication skills and, you know, really being there and really paying attention to detail and listening carefully. And so it's so interesting, Sheila. So it's both.
And he was very kind and blue when I called in when I was very yellow getting prepared for this interview.
So, Mike, is there any particular situation or personality that is hard for you to deal with?
Yes, but I might have to plead the fifth on radio because it tends to.
Oh, okay. All right.
May need to plead the fifth only due to.
You can plead the fifth. Want to tell us about this person's behavior?
You know what?
I think Mike's uncomfortable.
Okay, we won't go there, Mike.
Yeah,
all right.
How about if we go to the question that was on your Patricia Raskin Positive Radio fan page?
Okay.
There's a woman who wrote in, and she wanted a tip about her teenage granddaughter and how to help her acclimate to new schoolmates at her high school and make good lasting friend choices. She's changing schools mid-semester, and she's shy and anxious. So I think for our teenagers, and in Chapter 10 when I talk about the children's relationships, it's interesting because the high school students are 44% orange, 14% yellow, 34% blue, and only 8% green.
Mm.
So that's an interesting mix. Our children always have a high orange because the orange is the frontal lobe of your brain, which does not mature until your middle 20s.
Right.
The frontal lobe where all the decision-making happens.
They're more spontaneous when they're children.
Yes, they are. But if you come in and you're shy, you're more selective, what I would say to this listener is that young person has a green side, because sometimes people look at other people who are shy, and I always say that my granddaughter is not shy. She's just selective about whom she speaks with. And I would tell this person who wrote in to talk to their granddaughter about what really, really inspires her, what she loves to do, and find a club or an organization. Maybe she writes. Maybe she's a good athlete. You know, she wants to join some kind of club in the high school or join a team where she can make friends that they have things, she has things in common with, and then she'll recognize her marvelous attributes and abilities, because I think that's key.
Yeah, absolutely. All
right, for our young people to recognize that.
I don't mean to rush you, but we want to get to Susan in Portsmouth with her question, and we have about 2 minutes. Go ahead, Susan.
Yes, hi.
Hi,
Susan. I was wondering what color I am. I'm still trying to find my passion at age 59.
And so what do you enjoy doing, Susan?
I have like 5 jobs. I don't have much free time, and I'm always here and there and supposedly retired, but, you know, 5 jobs later, I'm still working.
Well, I would tell you have a very orange side to you, because orange people are like jugglers. They do a million things. And when you talk about looking for your passion, you probably have also a high blue, because you're looking for something that drives your passion. And so that's why you're searching out. Orange people are very resourceful. They start looking for answers, but do it in a fun way. So I would tell you go online, take a quiz, buy the book, and it will help you figure out who you are and what career you might look at. But I think you're always going to have that fun spirit inside of you forever.
Thanks, Susan, for calling.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. I want to tell folks, now listen, folks, you can help. I would love to get Sheila to come back on here every single month, but here's how we have to do it. You have to tell her how great she is. So what you need to do is write to Sheila and tell her how much you've enjoyed this and that you're listening and hopefully purchase the book. If not, get some of her complimentary material. She'll send you an article on color, and you can take a quiz. And really, Sheila, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the program.
It's always a pleasure because I so enjoy your blue brain and your blue heart, Patricia.
Oh, thank you. Stay on the
line,
Sheila.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a happy brain day, everyone.
Thank you. All right. Next up, folks, is Jackie Lappin, and she wrote a brand-new book called Practical Conscious Creation. And she's going to talk about how you can really have a more satisfying lifestyle in so many areas. You're listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. We'll be right back.